This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talk about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed with episode 122. I don't know how we got here. 122, and it's our ninth annual Fiesta Cast.
Woo!
And what else would be here except for the one and only Samantha Frontiero Barrett?
Hey, hey, hey.
We do have B-Side.
What up?
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And we're about to go into our ninth Fiesta Cast, but this year will be the 97th St. Peter's Fiesta. Only three more years and they'll be at 100.
It's crazy. I'm excited to see what they do for the 100th.
Crazy. Like, I was like, already?
I know.
That's nuts. That's crazy. So they actually, oh, wait, here, Sam. So we lost a couple due to COVID. Those didn't count. So
no,
we would have already been almost at 100.
No, they it's the 97th. They did. So in 2022, I don't remember if you remember the pins, but it had like 94. No, was it 93, 94, and 95 on it? Like 93rd, 94th, and 95th anniversary, so like on the pin. Yeah.
So they did count it that way?
Yep. Yep.
In spirit.
Yes. So technically it's the 97th.
So they counted in spirit.
Yes.
So we haven't talked to you in a year.
I know.
This is our year.
You'll hear my crazy 7-year-old. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say and ask.
Yes.
How
yes.
old is Emmett now?
He is going to be 8 in September. He's going to be in second grade. It's crazy.
I think he was like an infant when he, like, during one of the first podcasts we did with you.
Yep. I think it was like my second one or something, wasn't it? Or something like that. I don't even remember, but craziness.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
It goes by very fast.
I know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine are 24 and 20, so.
Which is just insanity.
Yeah, next year, Tyler's a Fiesta baby, so his birthday will always fall on Fiesta, and next year I'll be 21 at Fiesta.
Oh, that's fun.
So, we'll see how that goes. Bridget, just catching up on what you're doing, and you're hosting a tournament again?
Yes. So, my mother is in lung and kidney failure. And the organization that we raised all that money for in 2020 closed its doors and with it took her money. So we are re-raising all that money because she may be in a new process of dialysis or some sort of dialysis. And so we are holding a bowling tournament the week prior to Fiesta, because of course I checked the weeks and the dates and I was like, let's make sure we're not screwing this up. And I still picked the worst day to pick in June, besides Fiesta, which is June 23rd. It's a Sunday. It's a bowling tournament. It's $20 per person. And yeah, we're just re-raising the money seeing what we can do to make sure that we have money for her medical costs that we don't know what it's going to be yet.
Now your mother, you guys have a Facebook page.
We do. Yes.
And what's that? What is it?
It is Team Kathy Gal, and it's GAL, short for Gallagher, which is her maiden name. And it has all the information on there. I make TikToks, I do Instagram posts. I'm annoying the shit
out of everybody.
Well, it's not just you. On that page, you can see that there are many other families out thousands and thousands of dollars. And this is really to get the awareness of what this organization has actually done to people across the country.
Yeah. So I hooked up, I met up with a woman who basically initiated the fight and kind of got all of these families together. There's about 22 families right now affected. And no one knew about the situation. And there's thousands of dollars lost. These people are also afraid to ask their family and friends for help. And there's a GoFundMe on that page called A Voice for Us. And it's a general GoFundMe to help those who cannot ask their family again.
So yeah, everybody go to that Facebook page. All the information is on there. Like she said, like after tournaments, your mom's GoFundMe, the other GoFundMe, like just any information that you're really wanting to know and listen. The Carson and Kennedy bit that you did, that short thing, you know, that was great because you told the whole story within like a good like 5 minute, you know, it was great. It just kind of like condensed everything and it was like awesome. So definitely give a listen to that. All right, cool. Well, I don't, you know, Bridget wanted me to talk about what's going on in my life, but I don't think anyone wants to hear about me being the maid of honor at my ex-husband's wedding.
I kind of do, but also,
and I don't know when we're going to post this. So the wedding might have already happened by the time we post this. But
I mean, everyone's going to know, but it's just like, it, you know, it's been a year. So, okay. What? But okay. Just catching up.
Just casually catching up. I'm not on my ex-husband's side. I'm actually on his new bride's side. So I am his new bride's maid of honor. That's kind of what happens when you have good relationships with people, you know, in your past and present, you know.
So can I ask you a question? Because I always bring this up.
Yeah.
If and when you ever get married, do I at least get to go to your wedding?
Yeah, you'll be at that one. And I'm still debating whether Chris is going to walk me down the aisle as a symbol to take from one husband and give me to the next. Because of course my next wedding is going to be small, and only people that would at my wedding would really understand that hilarious symbol of Chris giving me away.
That would be amazing.
Right? So
I think so.
We talk about that. We laugh, or like we would actually do it. But yeah, that's some time away. So, all right, let's do this. So Sam, you're a hat lady now. You've been a hat lady. And so now we got to start, you know, when did you start the planning this year? Let's talk about the hat as much as you're willing to give away about the hat, but the same question, what's going on?
So it's the same hat. I'm not building a new one.
Because
they don't build new hats every year. They just add on to them. No, they just add on to them. Take stuff off, put stuff on, update it. So I added some updates, added some new things, and that's about it. It is done. I worked on it this weekend. So
how the heck can you add? Are you adding the weight to this hat? Because no. You have everything on this hat.
So like, for example, like, you know, last year was the 400. So I took my little 400s thing off and like put something else on, things like that. There were some things that I wanted to add last year that I didn't get a chance to, just like little details. You probably won't even notice it when you look at it, unless you like examined it. Yeah. But there's little things here and there. I might add more to it. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I like the way it is right now. So I think I'm going to keep it, but we'll see. It's time will tell. There's still time.
Were there any tricks that you learned that you tweaked? You're like, oh God, I'm not doing that. I'm going to, you know, is there anything like that you
I mean, yeah, you learn, you know, the most lightweight stuff to use, things like that. Taking stuff off. This was my first year taking stuff on and adding things to a hat that was already made. Cause my first year I made a hat and then it was too heavy, so I made a new one. So taking stuff off and, like, you know, trying not to ruin what else is on there is pretty interesting. So I learned a few lessons doing that. We'll see if I really learn those lessons when I take the stuff off next year and add again. But for now, it worked out. So we'll see. But there is, I did put a hole in something, which I was like, oh, whatever. But I think I covered it up pretty good. So.
And you got to, I mean, Fiesta is like, because we have, it's always like the fourth Fiesta, but because we have so many weeks in June this year, it actually falls pretty late, no?
Yeah, it's on the actual last weekend this year. So Sunday's the 30th.
Which brings us cool. Right into the 4th of July. So it's going to be one of those years where it goes Fiesta, oops, 2 days later, 3rd of July, and horrible parade, and kind of that whole thing. So
yeah, which they usually don't do. But I think where Sunday was the 30th, opposed to like Sunday being the 1st of July, they let it slide this year. But usually, yeah, they don't go that close.
Right. So will you be commentating again this year?
I haven't been asked yet. I don't know if they're doing it this year or what the deal is. So yeah, I'm not sure. But if they do ask me, I would love to. So
yeah.
Yeah, because I am I have a new position at work. So I am working. And I've learned from Alicia the best way to watch the Greasy Pole is from the safe
stream it.
Safe and secure spot at my house in a clean bathroom or from my office, you know, and nothing would fill my heart more than sitting at my job watching the Greasy Pole while I'm actually getting paid to do my work.
Right. That would be awesome.
Now, Sam, did you actually purchase one of the and with Phyllis downtown made with love shirts that has all the Sunday winners on there?
Oh, of course I did.
Awesome.
My dad's on the back of it. I have to.
Half of the shirt's a damn family, not just your dad. Yeah.
It's true. But yeah, no, my dad was on there. So I bought him one too.
Oh, do you love it?
Yeah, he was very excited. He hadn't gotten a new Fiesta shirt in God knows how long. He's like, it's been years since I've had a new Fiesta shirt. So
well,
it was exciting.
This one he's going to keep forever. Yep. So this year, okay. All right. Predictions. We talked about it. This would be Derek Hopkins comes back for the sixth year. I just keep, he makes it look so easy that I, there's no way that I could bet against him or say, no, he's not going to. And how many does he need to do win to be more than Peter Black? I don't know how many Peter Black has.
I think Pete's got 9.
What?
I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think he has 9.
That's crazy. So if Derek keeps on the streak, then it's definitely gonna happen.
So that
I think
the question,
so.
The question is, does he have to win Sundays to beat Peter Black, or does he have to win in general to beat Peter Black?
It's a good question. I'm ready to get out my Google machine. I think Pete's won 9 Sundays. I think
we're gonna.
My husband's looking at me like crazy, so that's not right. Maybe he won 7 Sundays, 8 Sundays. You gonna look it up for me? He's gonna look it up for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's just. Yeah. So what are your thoughts? Do you think he's going to bring something home again this year?
You know, I think.
Sorry.
I mean, after last year where he was so close and that damn nail like got him and then he got back up and did it for his 5th win. Like if he does it again this year, it's like, who could beat him unless a younging comes out of nowhere?
Yeah, I think Derek's going to dominate. Yeah, I think Derek's going to dominate Sunday for the next few years, at least, if not longer. for sure. I don't think anybody on that poll is going to get a second walk on Sunday. Oh, except for, you know, the Saturday winner. But
right.
He does have 9 Sundays. I knew it. Aha.
Holy All right. Wow. So it has to be 9 Sun. So it has to be Sunday wins.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll start keeping track of this when we're in our late 40s, still doing these Fiesta casts.
Yes. Heck yeah.
It's only, well, if he wins this year, that's 6. We only need a couple of more to have him get to 9. So it's only 2 more years.
Well, he won 2019. He won 2019 Sunday, 2022, 2023. So he needs, 6 more.
You hear that, Derek?
Oh, 6 more. I thought we were, we were looking at total.
You're doing Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Well, no. That sucks, man.
I think he's easily. I don't even think it's a contest. I think he's got it.
Right. So last year we had Nailgate. And did they ever figure out when, where, why are they the issue? Because they might have figured it out real quick. Did we ever figure that out?
I think it was the wind. I think they were all debating like it was the wind that it was windy last year, real bad.
Same nails used every year. I think they replaced the part of the pole that the nails go into at the end. So it wasn't as worn as it is in previous years. I think, I don't know. I never actually found out. So, but that was my prediction. Yeah.
That was like the other days, you know, it was only that one time. So yeah.
All 3 days. It was all 3 days that they had trouble and it was wild.
It was wicked windy though.
Well, it wasn't. And then after what happened the year before, where the flag just kept flying off on Sunday. So it was like, we're not going to let that happen again.
So let's talk about that. The documentary Loving Greece. It won a daytime Emmy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I DVR'd it. And guess what?
You never watched it?
I did watch it. It's still on my list.
Me too. I watch it when I have nothing to watch and I'm working and I need something in the background. I always put it on.
I think it's great.
I love it.
Did an awesome job.
Me too. I want to cry every single time. And I've seen it a million times.
Did they, in your opinion, did they leave anyone out that should have been in there?
Jake Wood. Didn't even mention him. Didn't even show him. I don't know if he didn't want to interview, which wouldn't surprise me coming from Jake, but they didn't even mention him, especially when they talk about Derek winning 3 times in a row. You know, usually you bring up the only other person who's ever done it, but they didn't.
Right, that's true.
But other than that, I thought they got everybody. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really well put together. I really liked it. Yeah. So, any big things happening this year for you, Sam?
No. Same old. I got Monday off.
Hey, you learned your lesson.
For the first time ever, I finally took Monday off.
I can't believe for the first time ever you took Monday
off. It actually happened.
Off.
I know. It's crazy. But yeah, no, besides that, same old, same old. It's going to be very exciting.
Is Emmett finally coming to terms with Fiesta? Is he coming along, coming around to it?
Yes. He's actually going to be walking in the Sunday parade this year and carrying
it.
I was going to ask, is he finally walking?
Are you walking along with him? Or
I am, and I will have my hat on because I'm leaving the house and not coming back until I'm done for Fiesta.
Now,
so I'll have to have the hat
white?
On. Yeah, I'll have a white shirt on, light pants, you know. No tie-dye.
I was going to say, there's got to be some tie-dye somewhere.
Nope, no tie-dye. My sister already talked me out of it. So she's right. If I'm going to walk in the parade, I can't do the tie-dye. So,
not even Crocs? You can't even put on tie-dye Crocs?
No, I'm not. I even bought brown flip-flops because she didn't want me wearing black flip-flops. So.
Wow. Yeah,
my sister styles me because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I could see Mo doing that.
Mm-hmm. Sure always has, outfit. Always will.
Yep.
I can't believe you were going to walk the parade. How many miles?
I have no idea. I know it's long and it's hot.
Couple, at least.
And it's slow, easy at least.
Yeah, it's going to be like 5 miles.
Hat on your head?
Yeah. I mean, I walk around with it all day Sunday. I mean, Saturday. So.
Yeah. Like 5 miles or something like that, ain't it?
Is it something like, oh God, I have no idea. I haven't walked in the Fiesta Parade since I was a kid when I used to do the floats. So I have no idea. All I know is that it's always hot on Sunday. It never fails.
Is he holding an oar?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. He's excited. He asked me to do it. I didn't even ask him. He asked me. So
really?
Yep.
So yeah. I guess the next question was going to be, you're already hat lady, you're already commentator, what's left? But you're actually walking the parade again. So there's that. Is there anything else in Fiesta there would be left for you to accomplish?
I mean, I don't know. Not really, I guess. I'm pretty happy with all of my things. I've checked off the bucket list for the most part, I believe. So.
Right, exactly.
When are they going to get you on the boat so you can grease that damn pole?
I have given up on that. After watching the Love and Grease documentary, I was like, I am out of my mind to get out there and try to do that. I will kill myself. Yeah, yeah. I'll kill myself. So I'm a wicked big klutz. And then you like put like slippery things in water and yeah. And I don't want to take the chance. I'm old now. I understand the consequences of my actions fully. Like, you just can't.
Insurance policy. Let Nikki
make those crazy decisions.
You know, all those people, all those guys can do that. That's all them.
Is Brian walking?
Yep. On nice. Saturday. Yeah.
All right. Look forward to seeing that.
We love seeing his costume, what he's going to do.
He doesn't even know what he's doing this year.
Oh, really? Yeah,
they haven't decided yet. Nope. So.
Is Mark walking?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he was going to retire. He decided not to. Oh, really? Yeah.
That's so yep. funny.
Mm-hmm. So they have no idea what they're doing, but I'm sure it'll be good.
As always.
Yeah. They pull it out.
I know. So... Beside anything that you want to cover that we haven't covered?
I will say the Monday before Fiesta, which should have been Fiesta Monday, maybe?
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically Fiesta Monday, Mark's 2-year anniversary for myself and Ryan.
Yes, that's right.
Because
it's very exciting.
I ditched Sam on Fiesta Friday to go have ice cream with some guy.
Yep.
And, I am sitting in one of his rooms right now, which is technically my office. And yeah, we celebrate 2 years on the 24th.
Yay.
So that's
amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Counting down the days to October when we go on vacation. So like, I'm like, that's why I'm not going to Fiesta this year. Cause I'm like, PTO is very valuable right now.
Where are you going on vacation?
Sedona, Arizona.
Ooh, hey, cool. What nice.
Sedona, Arizona, the south rim of the Grand Canyon and Phoenix.
Awesome.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. So
Tyler will be 20 the next day on June 25th.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. So old.
So yep. That's coming up. So, all right. Well, Sam, it was amazing. As always, we only have 3 more years to celebrate the 100th. And I'm sure your hat is going to be above and beyond by that time.
I was going to say, I got to figure
crazy
out something.
For the 100th. Big. I know, yeah, you're going to start, thinking about it right now. Yeah. but yeah, so excited for you to join us. That's it. So this is episode 122, which happens to be our 9th Fiesta cast with Miss San Frontero Barrett's.
Woohoo!
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me back every year. I enjoy it and look forward to it.
I'm sure B-Side will have the annual chant at the end, so we don't have to do that in person. And all right. Viva!
Viva! I was going to say my lungs aren't ready for that yet.
All right. Alicia Unleashed, out.
Peace! Fucking Sam! I'll do the mute!
Viva Sempe!
Fucking Sam! I'll do the mute!
Viva Sempe!
Fucking Sam! I'll do the mute!
Viva Sempe!
Viva!
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 Viva!